Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Ah, the mystery that surrounds this figure, Harry J. Sisson, the infamous online DNC shill, who presents himself just as an honest kid, compelled by his moral compass to speak up, who has authentically risen through his own merit through the ranks. Totally organically on social media platforms all by himself, just because it's the right thing to do. But it seems as though there's a whole lot more beneath the surface. Is Harry Sisson a genuine political voice, or just another actor hired to push a script? Let's delve into the mystery of Harry Sisson, the Blue Anon's favorite Gen Z political activist. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so we all know who Harry Sisson is, the young Democrat cheerleader who kept going on about how Gen Z was going to deliver the White House to Kamala Harris.
What's up, everybody? We're at the White House. I'm here with Chris. Beautiful day, beautiful event. And I just want to remind everybody, especially the Republicans, that Gen Z and the Democrats are going to make sure that Biden gets a second term and we hold on to this building in 2024.
What the Republican Party doesn't understand about Gen Z is we don't like you. My generation has beaten the Republican Party in 2020, 2022, and 2023. And we're going to do it again in 2024, whether they like it or not. The Gen Z wave is here and it's only getting bigger, and that should terrify the Republican Party.
He hit the internet by storm, and instantly red flags started to pop up just due to the sheer level of shilling. You know, generally people who enter the political space tend to usually have unique perspectives, personality, whether they're on the left or the right. They engage in a lot of ideas and current events and what's happening. But this guy, I mean, it was just the same video over and over again.
Vote for Kamala Harris. Oh, Gen Z for Joe Biden. White dudes for Kamala Harris.
Every video over and over again was just a DNC vote for ex-Democrat campaign ad. I think it struck people as a little bit odd. And then, of course, something interesting happened. In Harry Sisson's ex-bio, people noticed that he was represented by a company called Palette Management, and then curiously enough, it was exposed that Palette Management, during the same time that Harry Sisson came on scene, had accepted $200,000 from the DNC. Interesting, isn't it? Now, you can never actually confirm that that money went directly to Harry Sisson, but apparently, the purpose of that money was to fund some sort of campaign targeting Gen Z voters. Yeah, I'm just going to apply the theory of Occam's razor here. Let's just leave it at that. It seems as though Harry Sisson was less of a genuine figure and more of a paid Gen Z DNC propagandist. I mean, it was obvious. This is just shilling. Seems like the obvious solution. I mean, this guy was just shilling.
It's always crazy to me when I see like straight white guys between the ages of 18 and 29, like myself, supporting Donald Trump because like, do you guys not realize how bad a Trump victory would be for you? Does that not click? Like, if you have a woman in your life, a girlfriend, a mother, a sister, Donald Trump is running on taking their reproductive rights away. Republicans in the Senate just voted against a bill that would protect their access to contraception the other day. What? Or maybe you work in a factory and you think that Donald Trump's gonna protect your job. Sorry, no. Donald Trump outsourced more jobs than Obama, and right now there's a manufacturing boom because of President Biden. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Or maybe you're just like, yeah, I hate the inflation and the gas prices, so I like Trump. Well, I hate to break it to you, because contrary to what Donald Trump tells you, Joe Biden is not responsible for the inflation or the high gas prices. That happened all around the world as a result of the pandemic. And actually, right now, we're drilling more oil than ever before, and inflation has fallen rapidly. And many economists are saying that Donald Trump's policies are far more inflationary and could make the situation worse. Point is, there's nothing manly or cool about voting for Donald Trump. What's actually honorable is standing up for people whose voices may not be as loud as yours. Food for thought.
White dudes for Kamala Harris. Or, of course, we have this one.
Why would you continue to pretend that he wasn't?
Because I look at the record, I'm always of the view that achievements and policy matters more than like this talk we have in the media of, oh, Biden's this, oh, Biden's that. I've met the man as well. I've talked to him. He was fantastic. He was sharp. I had questions.
When was that?
That was in May.
He was sharp?
Yeah.
How sharp?
Very sharp. He answered
it was around
my
that time. He was falling off stages. He was face planting. He was tumbling
face planting. I mean,
tumbling
I feel like
down the steps of Air Force One, falling off bicycles. He was saying all sorts of gobbledygook in statements, which the White House had to rewind. So, how sharp was he?
I think, I mean, he was great. I gave him questions he didn't have beforehand. He answered them in depth, and we had a conversation after the cameras were turned off. I had no problems then. I had no problems now. I still think Joe Biden is fit to serve. If he were the candidate, I'd still think he's fit to serve.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Biden, totally cognitively competent. Oh, yes, just in the greatest shape of his life. This guy was leading the charge of the Biden mental health cover-up. And of course, if that wasn't bad enough, there was this Freudian slip moment. I mean, just take a look at Harry Sisson's face in this moment.
To be honest, like, it's actually really hard in this space, right? Like, we have, like, 45 seconds to record a video, keep right. people's attention. And a lot of the people on our side, like, if they start hearing, like, I've actually done it before. I've criticized, like, Democrats, like, specifically Hakeem Jeffries, and it all just went south. Like, I started losing followers. Like, it's bad, right? And I really want to be that person that, like, reaches the other side, because Democrats, I mean, they're horrible at their jobs, right? They do a lot of things, although I'll vote for them all the time. But it's also hard in this space to criticize
That's
them.
That's a good, can we clip that quote? They're horrible
please don't.
Jobs.
Please don't clip that. Them. Please.
So it really does seem that Harry Sisson, again, less of a grassroots voice of Gen Z, more like a total puppet for the DNC. So basically, that's the whole story. That's the evidence. But really not to focus on Harry Sisson. He's just a young kid, like we said, a puppet. The intention here is not to hyperfixate on Harry Sisson himself, but to rather zoom out and focus on the larger picture. This entire situation with Harry Sisson reveals something profoundly troubling about the current state of the Democratic Party. What we're seeing isn't just an influencer trying to sway opinions. It's a party so devoid of genuine grassroots energy that they've now resorted to manufacturing it. You know, the Democrat Party hasn't been able to cultivate real momentum. They haven't built an organic movement, and so instead, what they're doing or what they're testing here is staging it with actors and influencers and paid campaigners, hoping the people won't notice that all of these people are essentially being puppeted by individuals holding the string behind a curtain. It's like, who or what do we trust at this point? You know, it almost feels as though they're trying to lead us into a world where you don't know what to trust anymore. You know, when political discourse enters the realm of theater, script, puppets, it's hard to believe in the authenticity of what you're hearing and what you're seeing. What the Democrats are doing here is a dangerous experiment. They're always talking about democracy, democracy. Well, any system based on democracy relies on a very important concept, and that's the concept of transparency, trust. And what the Democrats are trying to do is trying to undermine that societal and political trust. I think people are seeing the hypocrisy these days. The party that has always championed grassroots movements and political activism, the collective protest, it seems like these days, that same party has become a hollow shell of itself that now merely props up that image in a totally manufactured manner. They are fake. Fake, 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 fake. And they're clearly so desperate to put on a show in their bid for societal conquest. I just pray it never works and the people always see through this fake nonsense. Because the Democrats' ambition here, their tactics, at least to me, just seems to give off a very, very dystopian vibe. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.